Alaska State Senator Bert Stedman says the state needs to offer its own flood insurance alternative because the federal government's current policies are inadequate and expensive for many Alaskans.
They're getting ripped off by the federal government on flood insurance. They're getting an economic shotgun held to their head on how they can rebuild their properties. That's frankly unfair.
He proposed a bill that would create an Alaska Flood Authority to manage a state flood insurance fund. His aim is to provide more coverage at a lower cost to homeowners, as human-fueled climate change is making disasters like these a more frequent reality in Alaska. Stedman is a Republican who represents Southeast Alaska communities like Sitka and Wrangell that have experienced destructive or deadly landslides in recent years. So the bill's language includes mudflow as a type of flooding, which could mean certain landslides could fall under the proposed state coverage. His proposal comes after two large flood disasters last year in other parts of the state. Juneau experienced record-breaking flooding from a glacier outburst, and Lower Kuskokwim River communities faced historic breakup flooding, inundating homes and community services. Stedman says the Alaska-specific flood insurance policy would be a cheaper alternative to the federal program because it would be tailored to insure just the state's floods, not the nation's.
The concern that we have is, you know, especially along the coast, you know, we're pushed into this federal flood insurance program, but the rates that they charge are excessive.
Most standard home insurance policies don't cover flood damage. Flood coverage is typically a separate addition. Pretty much the only place you'll be able to find that type of coverage is through the NFIP, or the National Flood Insurance Program. The federal government offers its own flood coverage because private insurers have historically shied away from it. In some coastal communities in Alaska, homeowners are required to have the additional flood coverage. And Stedman says that can get really expensive.
You know, there's a lot of problems with the federal flood insurance program. The first order of the day is to get the subject matter in front of the legislators and start educating them so they understand the premium ripoff that our citizens have been paying for decades.
The bill's language says the authority wouldn't be allowed to charge a rate that is, quote, excessive, inadequate, or unfairly discriminatory, and the rates would be determined based on historical flood and damage data. There's no fiscal note on the bill yet, but Stedman estimates it could cost the state several million dollars in seed money. Emil Mackey is an insurance agent in Juneau, and he knows his way around what policies are available for residents in Southeast Alaska. He's excited about some aspects of the bill, but has doubts that the rates of a state program would actually be lower.
What you have to understand is the National Flood Insurance Program is subsidized by the federal government. If we create this, the only way to do that is to also subsidize the program. And I just don't see the need.
But what he does see the need for is landslide insurance. The mudslide language in Stedman's bill is a start. Getting landslide insurance in the rainy and mountainous regions of Southeast Alaska is historically difficult. He chalks it up to the growing frequency of destructive landslides in the region and how that's changing the way insurers view risk.
Where the need is really for like landslide insurance, because we don't have any insurers in the state that do landslides. And I would like to see something like this.
Stedman says he hopes that landslides are a part of the discussion as the bill moves through the legislature, but they are not the main focus of the bill. The legislative session is set to begin next Tuesday. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.